Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 316. Today we are going to continue with the significant biological special program of the retina. For that, let us know more about its functions. Yesterday we learned that the photoreceptors in the retina enable the visual perception. The impulses leave the eyes through the corresponding optic nerves of both eyes. The right and the left branches of the optic nerve join together behind the eyes to form the optic chiasma, which is a cross-shaped structure in front of the pituitary gland. In this optic chiasma, the nerve fibers from the nasal half of each retina only make a crossover, but those from the temporal half do not make this crossover because they are already positioned to see the reverse side of an image. After passing the optic chiasma, the nerves continue as optic tracts. On their paths, most of the nerve fibers enter the thalamus, from where they lead to the visual cortex situated at the back part of the brain. Yesterday, I explained already that each retina has a right half and a left half equally. Now you understand that the nerves of the right retina halves of both eyes receive the images from the left visual field and go to the right side of the visual cortex, and the nerves of the left retina halves of both eyes receive the images from the right visual field and go to the left hemisphere. Therefore, now we can appreciate the purpose of the crossing of the optic nerves at the optic chiasma. It is because of the crossover of the nerve at the optic chiasma that the images projected onto the retina reach both sides of the visual cortex. Inside the visual cortex, the images seen by each eye are processed into a single picture representing the images as they were originally perceived. If you have understood this much well, then it is easy for you to appreciate the brain level control of the retina. As already told, the retina is controlled from the visual cortex, a part of the cerebral cortex. Even though the retina is derived from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex, there is no crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That means the right half of the retina of each eye is controlled from the right side of the visual cortex, and the left half of the retina of each eye is controlled from the left visual cortex. Once we finish the study of the retina, the next organ for our study is vitreous body that occupies the space between the lens and the retina. Why I mentioned vitreous body here is to tell that the control centers of the retina are next to the brain relays of the vitreous body. Now let us learn the most important part of the SBS of the retina, that is its biological conflict. The biological conflict linked to the retina relates to a fear in the neck that cannot be shaken off. Later you will study that the biological conflict linked to the vitreous body is a fear of a predator who is sneaking up from behind. Let us try to get some examples of situations where the fear in the neck that cannot be shaken off can occur. It can be a fear of losing a loved one or losing one's home. It can be evoked by a fear of punishment. The following fears can also be included in the fear in the neck that cannot be shaken off: a fear of abuse, fear of unemployment, fear of consequences of debts like a confiscation, fear of poverty and its consequences, etc. It can be a fear of persecution, as it can happen in the areas religious, ethnic or political. One of the common type of fear is the fear of cancers, as it can happen during medical tests, follow-up examinations, etc. Domestic violence is another very common scenario where children can suffer from the conflict of fear in the neck that cannot be shaken off by witnessing such incidences. Friends, we will continue with the SBS of the retina tomorrow also. Out of the various parts of an eye, retina is an important one, and therefore there are common medical conditions occurring during its CA phase and healing phase. Please wait for tomorrow's episode of Global GNM Health Tips. With best wishes, I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.